Fibblethip the Lost.
All right.
Can I look around for Fibblethip?
You don't even know Fibblethip's here.
If, he told me.
If he mentions that, hey, who's that guy?
Is he the closest?
What you say?
Yes. Yeah,
he's a Fibblethip fan.
Just pull on the side.
I pull off my armor and it's a t-shirt of Fibblethip.
That little creature that didn't seem out of place.
He's kind of like, for you, he's kind of like the...
he's your brother.
The mascot.
No, he's kind of like...
He knows how to get around.
I was going to say like Sasquatch for you. You're always trying to find him, but you never quite
it's close Waldo. Enough.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
You look around, you scan around the crowd looking for him, but you can't make him out, unfortunately.
Yarvin, what? Yeah, what?
Throw me into the crowd.
Okay, I'll but first we have to light you on pounds. Fire.
Okay, listen, I need a drink of water. To my right, I have...
I'm Alex playing Yarvin.
I'm Jack playing Skylar.
I'm BJ playing Zophius.
I'm Scott playing Turtlin.
And I'm Ryan, your DM for the day. Welcome to Dads and Dragons.
Sponsored by...
Sponsored by literally no one. Sponsored by ketchup packets. We suck.
What they use in movies.
For what?
Sponsored by copyrighted music.
Whenever your favorite character dies, ketchup packets.
That was because ketchup packets made the decision.
The executive. Ketchup, it doesn't look like blood. It's just
the executives at ketchup packet.
Kill them all.
The executives at ketchup packet. All right. So you follow these two new strangers down the street towards the Grand Plaza. And as you arrive, it looks a little bit different than what you remember it being.
Is there a giant hole?
Ketchup packets so everywhere.
Previously, when you've been to the Grand Plaza, it's been, you know, some merchants along the sides, a big open area. There's the Guild Pact Hall down at the far end, the chambers of the Guild Pact. And usually there's some kind of big event going on or something like that. In this case, the event is quite different. The Guild Pact Hall has been demolished. So this old domed structure is now in pieces, and where it used to be is a giant black and blue glowing portal swirling, and it's as large as a building.
Let's hop in it.
And through it is a long line of zombies coming through, Egyptian-looking zombies.
Sneak through, hop in the portal, and see where we end up.
At the far end of the... Sorry, at the end closest to you... of the plaza, there is now a giant obelisk. Y'all know what an obelisk is?
Yeah.
Got it? Yeah. Okay. A giant obelisk, which is black obsidian, and on top of it has a gold top. And then on top of that is a statue of a giant black dragon.
Can we kick it down?
It's as big as the Washington Monument, so...
Let's
probably
try.
And on a building, which is, again, kind of close to your side of the plaza, sits this large square building. And on top of it is a real-life version of this dragon statue. So,
can I call up to it? Hey, you look like the statue.
He's not really paying attention. He's just kind of overseeing all of these things come through. And he looks... very dispassionate right now, as far as he's just watching.
Do we know who this dragon is?
We wouldn't know.
You would not know who this dragon
but
is.
But it's Nicol Bolas.
But it's Nicol Bolas. Giant black dragon with horns.
And then this weird
that curve up, and then floating in between his horns is this gem that's as large as Zophius.
And so not as large as me.
No.
So is this what we're seeing? Like the dragon god card?
Yes. There you go.
Is the guy from the trailer?
Yeah.
Nicol Bolas.
Yeah, that's the guy from the trailer.
Yeah. Or is it God Dragon or God Pharaoh?
Well, he's hopefully going to be God Dragon soon. I don't know. I'd have to see the card. I can't remember which one's which.
BJ
what's
has
on,
God.
I can't remember what's on which. But you probably want The one from War of the Spark.
That's God Dragon.
There you go. That makes more sense. All right. So he sits on top of this citadel. Zombies are pouring into the streets. And you can see that there is a woman down there in black. And she seems to be directing all the zombies.
Hey, you look like
out.
A statue.
What'd you say?
There is no way you could get close enough to her without getting just swarmed by zombies.
Can anyone cause a big enough explosion to kill her?
Then why don't you just aim for Nicol Bolas?
Because he's way too big.
We can't do anything to Nicol Bolas.
The two planeswalkers, the two people that appeared, turn back at you, and the merfolk-looking one looks back at you and says, I believe that this is beyond your realm at this point.
That's what you think. Start running.
Just start running.
Rip, Zophius. He tried to be an idiot. He was an idiot.
And Tomio looks at the other one and says, I think a message. I think, oh, yes, that's Jace. And she says, Kyoro, I believe he wants us to meet him.
Can we meet him too?
And Kyoro says, yes, I hear that as well. But she turns back to the four of you and says, you will be safer elsewhere. Why don't you try and help as many people as you can and leave this to all of us?
I wanted to lift up my Fibblethip t-shirt and reveal a Jace t-shirt.
underneath your...
Slowly start putting it
so you do down. Know you do know who Jace is. Everybody on here knows who Jace is because he's the Living Guild he's pack right now. Pack.
No, VJ.
Put down the Fibblethip shirt, sad.
No, VJ, under your Fibblethip, you have a Nicol Bolas shirt.
Underneath the Jace one is Nicol Bolas.
I don't reveal that one yet.
Oh, okay, got it.
As soon as I meet him, just...
There you go.
Ah, fan, I see. How do you know of me? I am your stalker.
Well, I know plenty about you.
Wink, wink.
I'm always listening, Akande, dear.
All right. There is a group of people that are still trying to get away from some zombies. They're heading off to the northeast, down streets and down the promenade that heads off that way. The two planeswalkers fly. Well, Tomio starts to levitate again and flies off to the west, and a whirlpool of water spins up underneath Kyoro, and she kind of gets pushed up after her like a water mender, and they're gone.
Well, do you guys want
to...
And just as fast as they came, they were gone.
Okay, guys, do you want to go...
save some more townsfolk.
Okay, guys, I got this sniper rifle.
There's a Tommy Oates t-shirt now somewhere that I got.
Yeah, where are you?
No,
so
I'm supplying you with the t-shirts.
That's my armor. Don't worry.
That's my armor.
It's cloth armor.
No, Dad, I'm just pulling t-shirts out of my backpack. Oh, yeah, you can have this one too.
There you go.
Put the Tommy over the Fibble.
Now a giant Tommy O fan.
I'll wear a Kiora t-shirt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here.
All right, so you head off to the northeast. In the plaza behind you, you can see that the zombies are kind of forming up in ranks, and then every now and then a column of them will go off. And as you're going, you start to see more and more these people suddenly pop into existence.
High five.
Pop, pop, pop.
We're so going to die.
And they look around very confused, like, what are we doing here? I don't know what's going on.
Good question. High five.
Oh, wait, I have the t-shirt for that, too.
Some of them appear in midair and then fall down to the ground. Just clearly they're coming here not knowing what they're jumping into
down
here.
Low.
Up ahead, though, you come across a big group of people, and they seem to be kind of jammed up at the front of this bridge. And you can see that it's a toll bridge, and in the front of it is this Orzhov.
Of course, it's the Orzhov. None of us like the Orzhov, collector. Right?
Yarvin, I don't think any of you are.
It's the tax collector?
Yeah, that's like a debt collector, a bill collector.
Yarvin, do you like Orzhov?
Do I like Orzhov?
I kick him over and become the tax collector.
I kick him over and just push him along. And, keep going.
He has So this bridge has an archway on this side of it, and he's got a gate that's locked closed, and he's on the other side of this gate and is telling people that unless they pay the toll, that he will not let them pass.
Yarvin, put me on your shoulders.
Put me on his shoulders.
Right no, now there's I'm a group of probably about 30 people, and they're like shaking at the gates and stuff like that.
Yarvin, put me
and
on your shoulders.
And he's just counting heads, and he's like, that's two Xenos, four, six. You cannot pass unless you pay two Xenos each. And somebody's yelling at him like, that was never the toll before. All I have is three Zibs.
Stop rerolling.
I didn't. I failed.
And he says, well, that's a darn shame, isn't it?
I failed to get up Yarvin's shoulders, so I try to go up Skylar's shoulders.
No, I pick you up and put you on my shoulders.
Nat 20 to get on Skylar's shoulders.
Oh, good.
Without him even knowing, I'm on his head. And then I want to shoot him with my short bow.
Like in the arm or oh,
you
want
to, he's on the other side of this locked gate though. So if you shoot him, you're still not going to be able to get through the gate.
Can any of us swim really well?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, how tall is the gate?
I can.
Like all the way through the
wait,
archway?
Okay.
Or? Yeah, it goes all the way up to the archway.
I could probably take.
Could you catapult me around it so I can
are
shake
you less
him?
5 pounds or less?
Let's find out.
No, I grab BJ. I throw him over.
Don't.
I will. You can't stop me.
Just wait for
oh,
me
I
to
weigh
go
90
up.
Pounds.
So just wait for me to go up.
You weigh 90 pounds?
You know, a few levels. Just I get 5 pounds extra a level, so you know, just a few.
Almost there. Almost there. All right, so what do you want to do?
Do we have enough rope that we can shoot an arrow across and I can climb?
Can you climb? Okay.
I'm sure some of you have some athletic ability.
I have zero.
Is it athletics or acrobatics?
Acrobatics would be more dexterity type stuff. And just climbing up a rope would be athletics.
Swinging across the other side.
Yeah, if you're swinging over, like if the rope's already there and you're like swinging around, then that would be athletics or acrobatics. But if you want to climb straight up the rope, then it's...
So let's try to tie a rope and...
Or I could just...
What will 1,000 ball bearings do to
I
help
drink
us?
The green potion. Not going to figure out what it is. Just drink it.
Okay.
Strange green potion.
Yeah. You haven't figured out what it is yet? You
no.
Just want to drink it? All right. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay. You drink the green potion and you start to grow slightly bigger. You can feel your muscles grow tighter and bigger. And your clothes get a little bit tighter. I mean, you don't grow like gargantuan. You just suddenly, all of a sudden, where your clothes were kind of baggy and loose before, now they're tight. And you feel super muscular and a lot stronger.
All right, now we can try climbing over,
let's
I guess.
Try bashing down this gate.
Yeah. Move Should aside.
So it was a potion of giant strength.
Oh, Jack, you used it for no reason.
Give it to him.
Down. Yeah. No, it's too late. I already drank I'm going to regurgitate it into his mouth.
Yeah. No, I'll just drink your blood.
Like a bird would.
I'm a mama bird.
Wait, I have
these
tools.
So your strength score changes to 21 for an hour.
So wait, can I use thieves' tools? Can I head up to the front of the crowd and use thieves' tools?
No. You'd have to kind of push through the crowd, but luckily now you have somebody that could do that for you.
Just accidentally push them off the bridge
into the water.
Sorry,
well, they're on the street right now. They just can't get across the bridge, right? So
can we try climbing over the.
We're not climbing over it. We
smash
have to.
The gate down.
Okay, so you push up. You push up through, and you kind of part the waves of people right in front of you. And they have no choice but to move out of the way as you just push right through.
I don't like Orzhov. Do you guys?
Yeah, I don't really care.
17 to unlock the gate.
17 to unlock the gate.
I'm glad I didn't have to roll to drink.
You get up there to try. Sorry, you get up there to try, and you see that it's got a brace behind it.
17 to unlock the brace.
Like just kick it down. Gate.
17 to move
hammer.
The brace, like fiddle 4, with the 000. Brace to the side.
Not quite.
Fine, then you have to give me any potion for a little bit. Whenever I want.
Did I leave any potion?
No, he had to drink the whole thing. Like, it's not a giant potion. It's like a little vial. So you just down it real quick. Otherwise, you'd be carrying around a giant bottle strapped to your... and it would break.
And then the rats would get giant.
So can I, like, try to
good.
Bust down the door with Yarvin's
I had a potion guy one time that had a bandolier, and he just had a bunch of potions in there. I would just whip them out all the time. The hard part was just convincing the DM to let me have all the potions all the time.
I'm breaking them every time you got hit.
That's it. Yeah, they never broke. It was nice. But that would have been crazy. They were like all of them go off.
Yeah. Reinforced glass. Can I use Yarvin's Warhammer to try to bust down the gate?
I won't. Sure. I won't give you it. Willingly.
Give him an advantage?
Yeah, well, if you and Yarvin both, and you're pretty strong too, right?
Yeah.
If you guys all three hit it at the same time, it would give you advantage. So you can roll. So Jack would roll and add your strength bonus, which is now a +5.
I have as much strength 15. As you.
And you get to roll twice and take the highest of two.
So a 10.
A 10.
So 15.
So 15. It shakes, but not quite. Not quite breaks open. It doesn't
come
quite break
on.
Open.
Hit it harder.
The Orzhov guy on the other side starts to look a little nervous, though. He wasn't expecting.
Wait, if we get through, we can pay 2 Xeno, and then you can bust his head and lift it up. And then you can steal.
Down and let everybody through.
Wait, no.
I don't think he's. I don't think he knows that if he opens it, then everybody's going to flood through. So he wants everybody to pay. And he says, "Leave that alone. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is my bridge. What are you doing?"
Give it another good one.
Okay, fine.
I was here first. This was my bridge.
Fine, then we'll just leave them
a little bit.
You can't do this. His voice gets a little bit higher and higher.
Take two.
Yeah, all right.
No, fine. One. Fine. We'll just leave him alone. We'll just go around. It's good.
No.
Guys.
Two.
Smash it down.
Can I try again?
Yes.
Yay.
He sounds like he has a sad life because he's a tax collector.
Tax collector.
Tax collector.
Roll again. It's advantage.
Nope.
13. Oh gosh, you're just not used to being this strong.
Three.
So you keep hitting the wrong places. It shakes a little bit, but
right in the center. Give another one.
Feet this is your last try. The Orzhov guy feels a little more confident now that you've tried twice. And he's like, "Haha, I told you, this is my bridge, and you guys are not getting across without paying me the 600 Xenos that I or the 60 Xenos that I deserve."
19.
Oh, a 19. A 19 bends the metal bar on the other side, and all of a sudden there's a crack in the gates now, and you can push it open the rest of the way.
I think this guy's had a tough life saying that he's a tax collector.
Push it open. Punch it.
Okay.
You move him aside and push
it open. This guy must be sad.
I weakened it
he's
for
a
you.
Tax collector.
I got a 17 to punch the guy in the face.
Okay.
Why are you guys bullying the guy? Why are you being so mean to the guy?
We're helping out these people.
Yeah, that's what.
That's
the
like 30 people. There's zombies coming up right behind you right now.
A 21. You can see to zombies coming up. This guy in the face.
Oh, you roll. Okay.
I.
You just smack him in the face and he goes down.
I pick him up.
The whole crowd. Pushes
okay,
from behind you.
We need to pick him up and steal all the money he already has.
I picked him up and I protect his money.
Jack grabs him first.
I punch Jack. my hand axe as like.
Think about what Yarvin would do. Okay, how does Yarvin feel about this guy?
Would you be able to like?
I don't have anything against Orzhov.
Oh, I see. Okay, you don't have anything particularly against.
Not
Orzhov.
Yet. We'll change.
What has this guy done to me?
What does Yarvin value over anything else?
Chaos anything else?
Yeah. What's his main values?
He wants to tear down the city.
Survival of the fittest. Okay.
Well, like being on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he can't do anything to be on top, might as well move him down.
We'll just take him. Yeah, he's our captive now.
He's our captive now. All right. Great.
We'll take him and mug him.
I'm the captain.
Wait, why are we mugging him?
Okay. Before Jack picks him up, can I try to pickpocket him?
Skylar.
Sure.
Skylar.
Yes.
I have anything? Bonus?
I try to prevent him from pickpocketing him. Ooh. I don't know how that's supposed to work.
You can't.
Think about this as how your characters would see it.
Oh, that's true. So, it's Boros. I'd have to fake. So I help lift him up. So you get like the entire torso and I'm just carrying like a shoe.
Because you can lug him around for another hour still and probably a couple other people too.
So let's move him out so that he doesn't get trampled. Okay. And then
is there
keep
like
moving.
Injured people?
Why would we?
Like
yeah, some of the people are injured and stuff too.
I'll take.
Let's carry them.
So move the guy to safety, and
short.
As soon as
these two, they can carry one guy,
He's stronger than me. I can't carry him.
So that's true. The dwarf could probably carry some people.
So while you guys carry people,
the goblin's not so much.
While you guys carry people, I'm going to pickpocket the guy.
And just like rummaging through his stuff.
I see BG you, do it. I punch him.
Well, no, you wouldn't see me. I have a +7 to stealth.
All right. Well, what's your pickpocket?
I don't know. What would I roll? Dexterity?
It would be a sleight of hand check. Yeah, plus your dex.
I'm okay with that. 22.
All right.
Perception?
You don't know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You're helping people. You don't know I'm pickpocketing him.
So he's got a purse with about 50 Xenos, 50 gold pieces in it.
I crit.
No, you rolled like 3 times.
No, I rolled once.
I'm going to say it was 3 times.
So what's your dexterity?
Let's cut the difference.
What's your dexterity, Alex?
My dexterity? It's perception? Times. Plus 2.
I would still win.
But it's a crit.
23.
But it's a crit.
I'm still higher.
But it's a natural crit.
Fight to the death.
you so have to get past crits, my score.
The crits are only good on attacks and Dang. Stuff. On skills is just add in what you
get. Yeah. So I get the money.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Why are we so stealing
his
stuff?
So we're injured people.
Wait, what do you...
We need like a cart.
What do you, what have, do cart you have against Orzhov?
So how does Yarvin feel about somebody who's...
It's money.
Who's taking advantage of people and trying to just get people to pay money for stuff? Mm. How does he feel about money, particularly?
I don't really care about money.
I like money.
Yeah, he wants some fame and glory and to be recognized for that stuff, right?
Boom, so, 50 gold.
So maybe, does it seem kind of cheap to him that... Not cheap, does it seem kind of dirty to him to have somebody... Like fleecing people, yeah, sleazy. Does it seem kind of sleazy to have somebody just fleecing people for money, or what does he? What does he feel like?
In a time of tragedy and danger,
danger.
Like, how would he feel if another gruel was taking bribes for something?
Well, like, I don't know what Orzhov would do, but I know what gruel would probably do.
Well, okay, so you're gruel. So what would you do?
You are gruel.
I am become gruel.
I am become.
I told you we might speak.
If another gruel would be doing, I'd be like, that's kind of low.
Yeah.
And just
does he have any like information on him?
You knocked him out, so he's unconscious now.
I know, but like on him,
we're carrying
card.
Well, like it'd be
driver's license.
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't be.
I'm looking for information and maybe money, but mostly information.
Okay. He would have like a business card.
Tax
has his.
Hey, remember us? Oh, goodness.
Call him. Info and where his office is
Fusco
and stuff like that.
2.0.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could look him up again later. I bet that
and I got his money.
In general, he probably wouldn't want people later on knowing that he was the one, you know, holding up a crowd of people from getting to safety.
And then losing all his money.
Yeah. Especially that, too.
How are we going to split it?
You guys didn't know I took it.
All right.
I take from the injured people while I'm just kidding.
No. He picks pockets the injured people.
What kind of people are
I'm
you?
I'm just joking.
You're not.
You're they weren't going to pay. This guy only had like 10 zibs.
So you guys cross canal. On the other side, you're heading northeast, kind of towards the Selesnya conclave. As you're doing this, again, zombies are kind of flooding the streets. You're directing people, trying to get them inside, which the zombies still seem to be just staying on the streets mostly and not following people inside. They don't.
One of them tries to knock on the door.
Knock, knock.
Merry Christmas. Pizza,
pizza. Okay.
What's a pizza? Darn it.
But they are flooding into all the streets now and alleyways. Let's roll for one more encounter with some zombies. See how you do.
A river.
As you 11. See if you can make it up to the Selesnya Conclave.
22
and 14.
Okay. So they got an 8. What would it be? Roll initiative. Roll initiative.
Okay.
We don't care. I've got 16 gold.
16? All right. You guys all get to go first. And there are 4 zombies. So one apiece.
We like share.
Not as big a group as before.
No. Give me back my moral hammer.
No, you like.
We like.
An end game where you toss it to each other.
Okay, okay. So I have
you can take
2 hand
toss
axes,
it, right?
And I like pass.
Wait, can I add a scimitar
Wait,
to
which,
my?
Which I'm stronger than you currently, right?
No, we're the same.
I have a +5 in strength.
Same.
Ooh, fun. Wait, how did you get, what, do you have minuses?
No, I have no minuses.
Do you have a 20 in strength? Is that what your strength is?
No. My strength's like 18 or something.
So that's a plus 4.
It's at the top.
Wait, no. See it. It says plus 5, though.
It says plus 5? Normal scimitar. Yeah. That's with your proficiency to attack and stuff like that. Right, okay, now, your strength is a 16. So you have a plus 3. So for the next hour, Skylar is the strongest.
Fine, we switch off. Just like an anger.
After realizing he's hammer. Stronger, just...
Okay, they got an 8, so you guys get to, you come across, you see them coming up the street at you, and you have plenty of time to turn around and attack them back.
Before we attack all the zombies, I give them free t-shirts.
Free t-shirts here.
Okay, who had the first one?
That was me.
All right, go for it.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Oh, by the way, I call any pets that we might find.
Any pets you might find?
Like... any animals of that sort that are possible tame, possibly tame.
I'm not using my rapier.
How many possibly. Zombies are there?
Four zombies.
Four zombies. Am I allowed to use your Warhammer, Yarvin?
We do it endgame style.
Spoilers.
I mean, nothing happens.
You can use your hand axes.
And then we switch.
Sure, if. Maybe.
Just toss it back and forth.
Great. I'll throw it at your leg if you don't.
Okay.
All right, so I grab Yarvin's Warhammer.
All right.
I throw it at you.
And attack one of the nearest zombies.
Okay, roll, and you get a plus 5 to hit it.
13.
All right, that's a hit. How much damage is the Warhammer there?
It's either 1d8 plus 5 or 1d10 plus 3.
1d8 plus 5.
The plus 5. Actually, for you, it would be 1d10 plus 5 is what you want to do. Because your strength is plus 5, so you want the two-handed.
13, again. Okay. I forgot 8 plus 5
equals 13. 8 plus 5 equals 13. All right. Great hits. Who had the next highest? I had 14.
I had 16.
16? All right, you're up.
Yeah, 6. Oh. Throw a hand axe at... No, I'll...
Don't throw hand axes. I'm over there.
I'll go on.
That's what you say now.
He's a good shot.
But wait till you get hit by a hand axe.
Hey, Skylar, what? Ah, dang it. Why
he was you... He was taught by a Rakdos entertainer how to throw hand axes.
Like out of nowhere, it's right
he
in front
died.
Of
the Rakdos guy
duck.
Died mysteriously.
All right, go for it.
The Rakdos guy that taught me died very mysteriously while we were training.
May or may not have been an axe.
Oops.
14.
That's a hit.
Then I will go in with my shield and just... Wait, no.
A roll of damage.
Yeah. So wait, if I were to hand axe? Yes. Yeah, so if I hand axe. So 1d6
plus 5.
11.
11. Okay, you guys.
The guy that Jack's trying to hit.
Great, you guys take him down, and he stays down. 11 was a good. That's a lot of damage to him this round.
Give me the board.
Just out of nowhere, an axe comes.
So you smash him with a hammer, and then an axe just flies right over and just sticks him right in the forehead.
Okay, now give me the war hammer.
All right.
And make a switch.
Trillin's up next.
I'm going to firebolt.
All right.
Natural
20.
Firebolt.
Ooh.
It's just like one of the
crit
boxes,
hit
like,
on the firebolt. So roll the damage twice.
Like, not huge, but 10. Like.
And 2.
Okay.
How heavy?
Still, that's great. All right.
I don't know.
You've got a flaming zombie now. Zophius.
I run up to the last one.
There's still two more.
Two more?
There's three more. There's three more total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just hit one of them.
Okay.
23.
That's a hit.
10 damage.
Okay. Yep. All right, you stab one of them.
With my rapier.
It's 2 pounds.
That's good enough for catapult.
You're going to catapult the Warhammer?
Okay, one of them tries to hit you.
I don't know if the Warhammer is 5.
He gets an 18 to hit
Warhammer's
Skylar.
Just 5 pounds.
Oh, a crit against Yarvin. And Zophius... You get a 19.
Wait, no,
it
says
you.
2 pounds,
yep.
Which I don't think
the
is right.
The Warhammer is 2 pounds?
I don't think it's right.
I have a normal hammer that's 3 pounds.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
It's, you know, aluminum. It's got the hollow
shrunk.
A hollow handle so that it's weighted.
Carbon fiber.
It's carbon fiber. All right, Skylar, you get hit by one of the zombies. You take 5.
Oh.
Damage.
Yarvin, you get a crit and you take I just took 6 1. And 7. You take 7 total damage.
7?
And 5 damage to Zophius.
Aha, you didn't take any.
Just all jump on you.
Because I'm back throwing fireballs.
You guys are in the exact opposite formation that you would expect. It's always good to do the unexpected.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, actually,
all right, Skylar, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna catapult a hand axe. The hand axe that just came through the zombie. I fail.
You hit Turlin.
I don't think you can fail. I think they just make a dexterity. Yeah.
And you have to get 13 or higher.
Oh, they rolled a 14, so it misses him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. Okay, pass me the Warhammer now.
So, yeah, I failed.
All right, Yarvin, you're up.
Okay.
Oh, so you grab the Warhammer.
Look really hard at the axe, and then it doesn't do anything.
I'm running.
Well, it just whizzes right past him, is all. It still does it, but he dodges out of the way.
Like, he just ducks down. And
It's while he's, like, he's stumbling around, and he just misses him just barely.
While I'm running,
I like throw the Warhammer.
Skylar, he throws it while I'm running, and I go and I attack a guy, hopefully.
You gotta make this look cool, too.
Yeah.
Solid showmanship.
I got a 20.
Excellent. That's a hit.
12.
Okay, 12 damage. Great. That guy's already taken some damage, so he goes down. And he is starting to push. You can see that he's still moving on the ground. All right. Turlin.
I will attack, charge in with a mace and attack.
Oh, I don't even have to give you a high five.
I'm not on.
Oh, jeez.
There we go.
How long have you not been on?
Since our break. Whoops.
Shoot.
Yeah, there's still one standing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll charge in and attack that one with my mace.
Let's hope BJ's microphone picks some of it.
I got a 19.
That's a hit.
And then it will be 8 damage.
Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
That one that you were hitting before, right?
Yeah.
So he goes down and he's starting to get back up too. Okay, he's still moving.
Just belly flop on them.
All right, Zophius.
I stab him again, 23 and 7 damage.
7 damage, got it. So is that you stab one of the ones that's down and trying to get back up, or you stab the one that hasn't been hit yet?
The ones that's getting back up.
Yeah, the one that you were fighting before? Okay. Okay, he goes down for good now.
And then I disengage and run away.
All right, so...
Before we can notice, he stole the money.
Are you punching people, or are you still throwing firebolts at him, Scott?
I charged in with my mace on that one.
All right, so he tries to attack you. He gets a 14 to hit. And against Yarvin, he gets a 15 to hit.
So I used my spell, right?
Okay, yes.
So it counts as a spell slot.
Yep. All right, and it's Skylar's turn.
All right, I steal the Warhammer back.
All right.
Again.
I throw it at you.
18, or I don't know how much I get for plus.
You get a plus 5 to hit.
Well, then 23.
Okay, that's a definite hit.
And 12 damage.
Okay.
And 12 damage.
Yarvin?
I will go after the guy.
There's Skylar. Only 2 left. Okay, go after
Skylar
that guy.
Skylar just hit.
Got it.
With the Warhammer again.
Since we're just switching off a Warhammer.
17.
Throwing it back and forth. That's a hit.
6.
Flipping it around in the air.
No, sorry, not 6. 8.
8? Okay.
Plus 5.
So flipping around in the air, you catch it and bring it right down on his head, and he goes down and does not get back up this turn. One more left. Turlin.
Turlin, destroy him.
Attack! Ah! Ooh, 19.
Okay, that's
natural
a hit.
Natural 19. And 9 damage.
Okay. He was at 12 before, so he goes down.
And the dead. Hopefully, again, still.
And he's kind of like still crawling around on the ground, but he's having a hard time getting back up now.
Just kick him.
After Skylar. Getting smacked around
wait,
so much.
Wait, I want to shoot him.
Okay.
Skylar, pick up my hand axe. 16
to hit.
Yep.
9 damage.
There you go. Okay, that takes him down.
Just right in the face. Just
right through the nose. Just gush. Where the nose would be. Then I retrieve my arrow.
All right. As you approach the Slesnian conclave, you can see that there's just zombies everywhere. You've fought these four off, but you're not doing anything to stem the tide. And a lot of them have gotten there ahead of you, in fact. And you seem like you're just in the middle of everything. And everybody is fighting at this point. You can see Boros Legion out all over the place. Their angels are flying around, people on Pegasus. You can see some other planeswalkers there fighting as well. And the Azorius arresters are out. Also, a lot of ground people out.
You're arrested.
The whole city now is trying to fight back. But the zombies are, there's just so many of them that it's, and there's so many civilians that are getting in the way as well. Suddenly, you see a pillar of green and white light come down on the giant tree that makes up most of the Slesnian conclave. You know, like the tree in Totoro is just huge and covers everything and takes up most of the area here. They call it the Vitugazi. It's the main tree that makes their home, basically. And the Slesians are made up a lot of elves and a lot of Luxodons and peace-loving people. But what happens next is very, very violent as the tree comes alive and starts to sprout limbs that, well, it already has limbs. It's a tree.
It's a dead tree.
But the roots, it comes up rooted and is suddenly walking around on two legs and has just giant arms as it grows out. It
turns into a giant tree.
It's turned into a giant tree elemental. And it just starts smashing the crud out of zombies as it starts coming out. So it's coming straight towards you and it's just smashing zombies and stepping on them and crushing them as it goes along.
Is it differentiating between zombies and citizens?
It is trying
as
to.
As best as
it
possible.
It is trying to, yes.
Okay.
And riding up on it is a woman in a green cloak.
Nyssa.
That would be Nyssa, yes.
We wouldn't know that, but it's Nyssa. Alex, Yarvin has another t-shirt.
Just in case we see Gideon, you guys.
So yes, she's an elfish woman in a green cloak and is kind of riding alongside of it. And it comes in, it's coming in your direction. It smashes on, just smashing and crushing zombies as it goes. And bumping into buildings and stuff like that too, causing a lot of damage. But the tide is turning against the zombies as it's clearing the way and people are getting out of its way, but they're not having to fight the zombies now. And so a lot of people turning and cheering and watching it. It starts tromping its way back towards, so past you, and it steps over the canal in just one easy step and heads back down towards the Grand Plaza. And you can see it enter the Grand Plaza next to the big obelisk that's there with the dragon statue, and it just takes one swing. And just smashes the statue and just brings it down. It starts to just crumble, just toppling. Make a perception check too. Everybody make a perception check. Give me the
20.
Who gets the highest?
Yeah, 19.
18.
20.
6.
Oh, you're so sad.
He's obviously trying to get his shirt
on. I try
on.
Again. That was my acrobatics check.
That was your acrobatics check. So Skylar, you had the highest. Okay.
You need a box.
As the statue comes tumbling down, you spot something come flying off of it. Fibble and it looks hip. Like it's got arms and legs. It looks
it's
like a little tiny
hip.
Gray thing. It looks almost like a piece of stone, but you can see that it's like flailing its arms and legs around as it goes flying through the air. It disappears over the top of some other buildings. All right. The statue comes crashing down. Cheers go up everywhere as the giant tree turns its attention over towards Nicol Bolas, who still is sitting on top of his citadel and does not look panicked at all. Just then, through the portal, come four giant Egyptian gods.
Oh.
Just as tall
Scarab
as the tree
god,
itself.
Locust god, scorpion god.
And one other one.
Can't remember. Or is it the undead versions?
They're the undead versions of all of them.
So
yeah.
It's Kefnet.
They're all zombie. So they just come walking through along with another flood of
zombies.
The giant Egyptian gods take to the tree and just start crushing it and tearing it apart. And it crumbles and falls to the ground in a heap of...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Suddenly, the cheers die down as more zombies flood into the streets. Thanks for sticking around. So I got some feedback from our last session that people really do like these little wrap-ups at the end. I wasn't sure if people would like them. I appreciate that you guys do, and I thank you for letting me know. It's been a great experience so far. We're into this now 8 episodes in. I know maybe that doesn't seem like very much, but it sure is a big accomplishment for us. Anyway, I do have a list of things that I learned this episode. The first is that, Scott, you got to turn your microphone back on when we come back from break. Holy cow. That was most of the episode where you're just going to hear him in the background. I apologize ahead of time for that. Here's a little secret for everybody that's made it this far. Back in episode 3, that same thing happened to me. And what I actually did was go back and re-recorded everything that I said for the entire episode in episode 3. And then I cut it all back together, and it took forever. But in this case, it was a little tough to do that with Scott. And for most of it, he actually sat back and let the kids kind of take the wheel. And that was a lot of fun to see, too. He told me later that he came into that kind of with that intention to make sure that he wasn't going to overpower them or anything and made sure that they were having fun. And I really appreciate that. After this next episode, we'll have a bigger wrap-up with Uncle Scott. Speaking of which, this next episode is going to be a big one. We're going to have about an hour of content left in this War of the Spark. And so thank you for sticking around and listening to it. We also got a new NPC contact this episode. Those are hard to keep track of sometimes, but totally worth it to bring them back in later. And so I've written down that we have Fusco, the Orzov tax collector, that the party might run into again sometime. And also as a rules thing, a lot of people don't know this, or they may house rule it a different way, but opposed skill checks don't benefit from natural 20s like an attack roll. So remember that only attack rolls are absolutely beneficial by natural 20s and get double damage and automatically hit. Speaking of skills, back when they were trying to bash open that gate, I gave them, I think, 3 chances on that one. I typically try to give people more than one chance on a skill check to try it again. And the way that I deal with that is I will give them a cost to it. Either it increases the amount of time that they're spending there, obviously, and that could be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes sometimes, or that the quality of the thing that they're dealing with is getting worse and worse and harder to, like if they're trying to smash open a lock, maybe eventually they just smash it so hard that it won't open at all and there's nothing they can do and they can't even try to pick it anymore. I think at some point you got to draw the line after they've tried a few times and make them try something different. But it's hard to say, like in the real world, oh, I would just try again. If I have the time to do it, I'll just try again until I get it. So I think you can get away with that if there's some kind of consequence to it or some kind of cost and still have fun with it. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was Yarvin. Yarvin is kind of having a little identity crisis in this episode. As a gruel minotaur fighter, he should be very much all about himself and about survival of the fittest, but it seems like he's not as comfortable playing that as a character. So what I did in this episode was we talked about what his motivations might be, and I tried to see if I could pull out getting him to roleplay that way. But I think with Alex, it might be that maybe there's a change coming up for Yarvin, and maybe he's not in the gruel guilds any longer because maybe he just doesn't fit in. And he and I will work through that and see if we can find out where he might fit in better based on what he thinks that Yarvin is actually like. And that'll be a lot of fun to work with him, and I'm looking forward to that a lot. That's probably one of the most exciting things, is to get to work with them in imagining these characters and really making them come to life. I know that's something that we still need to work on, and we will continue to do so, and I think it's going to be really cool when we get those moments where their character really shines through. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks again for sticking around.
If you want to give back to us, the best thing you can do is leave us a great review wherever you listen to your podcast and share it with somebody else you think might like it too. As always, you can find us on Instagram or Twitter at Dads and Dragons, or email me at ryan@dadsanddragons.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on Dads and Dragons.